this is Bridget from Housewife, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if you could borrow a musical instrument free of charge, just like you can borrow books from your local library? We think so too. That's why the Joe Chitlin Memorial Musical Instrument Lending Library, also known as Joe's Mill, has been lending guitars, keyboards, saxophones, and many other instruments to the Kingston community free of charge for almost 20 years. We are a registered charity, relying solely on the generosity of our community to donate their time, money, and instruments to keep this amazing service alive. Find us at www.joesmill.org or Joe's Mill on Facebook for more information on borrowing instruments or contributing to Joe's Mill.
I've never met a doll I didn't like. If you are a fan of doll or lentil curry too, listen to The Doll Project on CFRC 101.9 FM, Thursdays from 5:30 to 6 p.m. Join me, Sayada, in learning to cook many kinds of dal or lentil curry from across the South Asian diaspora while talking about culture, migration, and memory.
I'm Ben Wright.
Tim O'Reilly.
Nathan Smith.
Rob McLaren.
Kyle Kirkpatrick.
And we're the Barrel Boys.
And you're listening to CFRC 101.9.
Your library, your story. At the Kingston Frontenac Public Library, books are just the beginning. A library card starts a lifelong adventure, connecting you to everything you need to inspire learning, creativity, and fun. With 16 locations and plenty of online services, using your library has never been easier. Study in a quiet space, meet friends and learn new things, or explore the world through a magazine or a museum pass. Become a part of our story. Visit your local library branch or find us online at kfpl.ca.
Hi, this is Seth Hunt from The Backsteps.
And this is Luke Garrison from The Backsteps. And you're listening to
CFRC
101.9
FM.
Oh, yeah, there we go. Welcome back, everybody. It's a little bit after 9 o'clock. You are tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM. Big shout out to Seth Hunt of The Backsteps, currently residing in Los Angeles, California. Mr. Bigwig just played an amazing show at the Ottawa Blues Fest. Check out Seth W.J. Hunt on the interweb. Find his music, find his interview, one of his many guest interviews on our show in the archives. Pretty good stuff, pretty good stuff. My name's Jeff the Nerd. It's Indie Morning Wake Up, your Wednesday edition. Trying to get you to that long weekend, that sweet, sweet long weekend, powering through the pesky 5-day work week. We're in this together. We're going to do it, folks. We're going to make it happen. This time of morning, a little bit after 9 o'clock, we like to do our community events roundup, where we find what events are going on in the region, in and around Kingston, Ontario, so that you don't waste this amazing summertime weekend. It's going to be hot. It's going to be sticky. It's going to be fun. Let's do it. We've been praying for this kind of weather all winter. Might as well enjoy it. So, first and foremost, I'm going to rattle off some events in rapid succession that are going on. And I want to give a shout out to the website, kingstonlive.ca. If you're looking for a very in-depth concert and event sort of registry, check out kingstonlive.ca. First and foremost, if you're in the Gananoque area, the Thousand Islands History Museum is putting on a festival called Le Festival. It is a bilingual festival that's going on all weekend long. Lots of shows, not only at the museum, but also some concerts going on in Gananoque Town Park, in the Joel Stone Heritage Park. And like I said, all weekend long, a lot of free shows. It looks like the majority of them are free. We've got Jenny Whitley. We've got Sam Coons. We've got Christine St. Pierre. Good Fortune. Lots of great acts. So if you want to take the scenic drive out to Gananoque, G-A-N-A-N-O-Q-U-E. I think that's how you spell it. Then do that. Why not? Be a lot of fun. Like I said, it's summertime. Closer to home, we've got some great shows coming up this weekend. First and foremost, though, I love that, like, bar band culture seems to be back in a big way. You know what I mean? Pandemic's in the rearview mirror by about 6 or 7 years. And, oh, that was cringe. Anyways, it just seems like there's a lot of stuff going on all the time, everywhere. July 31st, Friday night, there's a free show at the Caesar Company. Christopher Jackson plus friends is going to be doing 70s-inspired roots, rock, and alt-country music. Free show, July 31st, the Caesar Company. We've also got the King of Swingers doing a show up in Westport, Ontario at the Cove Inn. That is definitely a fun venue in a gorgeous little town if you haven't been. It's a $10 show. It's an upbeat approach to Dixie music. King of Swingers, Friday night at the Cove. We've got Spencer Evans doing a show at the Hotel Wolf Island, another amazing venue in a very scenic area of the area. It's $20 or pay what you can. And like I said, Spencer Evans doing an evening of upbeat jazz music on the dockside patio, Hotel Wolf Island. We have the punk rock show going on at Overtime Sports Bar. $10 for a night of punk rock featuring four bands. $10 for four bands. What is that? It's like $2.50 a band. That's fantastic. You can't beat that. If you're out in the West End at Days in Bath, get over to Overtime Sports Bar and rock out. We have Three's Company doing a free show Friday night at the Spearhead Brewery. We have Bon Evans doing a free show Friday night at the Tiernanog Irish Pub. What else we have? Let's go on to Saturday. We have Spencer Evans and Pat Temple doing another Pay What You Can show at Hotel Wolf Island. We have a live patio summer session with Jonathan Wren at the Juniper. That is another free show on Saturday, August 1st. We have Frank Ryan on Saturday, August 1st, doing a free show at the Merchant Tap House. And we have an Indian classical music show, Vocal and Tar Shanai, at the Spire. Experience soul-stirring melodies and intricate rhythms of Indian classical music. $22.60 to get in, but if you want to hear some amazing tunes, the Spire is like top-notch. If you haven't seen the show there, that's Sydenham Street United Church, for those who don't know, and the acoustics in there, fantastic. It's one of the best venues in town for that kind of thing. It's awesome. If music, shows, and concerts ain't your thing, that's totally fine. There's a big event going on down Princess Street. It's called the Promenade. Don't forget, you got to raise your pinky high in the air when you say promenade. I'm going to be there. CFRC is setting up our outreach booth where we hang out, chit-chat with the public, sign autographs. I've never signed an autograph, and I don't plan on ever doing that. What we're planning on doing, though, I'm going to be there Saturday morning, and we did this at Skeleton Park Music Festival where we started ranking and rating the cutest dogs that were attending the festival. So we're going to do that again. I'm going to bring a little dog dish, put some water in it, and we're going to take it seriously this time. I'm thinking of, like, actually taking some photos of these dogs and posting it on social media, maybe at Jeff Movie Nerd, maybe at the Indie Wake Up Instagram. Anyway, we're going to might even turn it over to the listeners, you know, vote on who you think the cutest dog was that came up to our booth. It's a lot of fun. I very much enjoy it. I love dogs. What can I say? I love dogs. So check us out August 1st, Saturday, all day long at the Princess Street Promenade. Always a fun time. Get out there. I hope it's not too rainy, but even if it is, who cares? It's going to be fun. It's going to be a good time. And then afterwards, like I said, I'm going to be there in the morning, and I'm thinking in the afternoon, I might boogie on down to our friends at the screening room. You know the screening room, Kingston's only independent theater. Obviously, they have a bevy of amazing new movies that they're playing right now. A lot of good stuff like Obsession, The Invite, things like that. But their classics that they play really knock it out of the park. They're doing a series this month, or rather in August, of 90s Hollywood blockbusters. And Saturday afternoon, 4 p.m., the Keanu Reeves, Sandra Bullock classic, Pop Quiz, Hot Shot, There's a Bomb on the Bus, yada yada yada, Speed is playing. I love that movie so much. I watch it weekly. It's fantastic. I think it's the perfect Hollywood blockbuster movie. Like, they don't make them like they used to, and that movie's great. So I'm thinking Saturday 4 p.m watch Speed on the big screen. Oh my God, I love it so much. I love it so much. A little trivia. I know the next break is the nerd segment where we talk about movies and video games and all that nerd stuff. But did you know that Speed, the screenplay, was written by Graham Yost, who is the son of Elwie Yost? Old timers like me will remember Elwie Yost as the longtime host of Saturday Night at the Movies on TVO. That's right, Public Television Ontario. And when Elwie Yost retired, I still remember this, his last movie that he played was the movie his son wrote. So I got the privilege of staying up late as a child to tune into public television like a nerd and watch Speed uncensored. It's fantastic. What a way for Elwie Yost to go out. Anywho, I digress. I'm very excited. There's a lot going on this weekend. And then keep your ears to the ground, because next weekend, August 6th until the 16th, the Theatre Kingston TK Fringe Festival starts. 17 shows at the TET Center for Creativity and Learning. So keep that on your radar. We'll probably talk about that more next week. We'll see if we can get someone in from TK Fringe. Maybe our man, Handsome Liam, will come by and, you know, indulge and tell us what's going on with that. But that's next week. This week is Cute Dogs at the Promenade and Keanu Reeves trying to disarm a bomb on a bus. What more do you want from life, you guys? My name's Jeff the Nerd. We're going to get back to the tunes. That last set, we had a brand new track from Toronto's own Lucky Mara with Only Moon. He's got a new album out this summer. And we open up that last set with another brand new track from Girl Trouble with Can You Dig It? Or Can You D-I-G-I-T? My name's Jeff the Nerd. Let's get back to it. Here's a summertime classic from Shannon and the Clams. This one's called Bean Fields, right here on Indie Morning Wake Up. When we come back, we're going to talk about Rick Moranis. You're welcome.
Shake. I'm Trevor from the Arrogant Worms, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Nothing like the first cup of dumpster juice in the morning.
Well, I can remember like it was only yesterday. Love was young and foolish, like a little child at play. But oh, how lovers change. I never dreamed out easily. For now I'm just the shadow of the boy I used to be. Oh yeah, yeah. And when I write the book about my love, it will be about a man who was torn in half, about his hope and ambition wasted through the years. A fool to myself when I kept on running around, and I fared a little better when I tried settling down. Maybe some magic moment, have I known, but not for long. For all too soon the magic was in a moment gone.
About my love. What's happening? This is Kid Koala. You're listening to CFRC 101.9. Keep it locked.
Welcome back, everybody, to CFRC, the place to be, 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. If you're just tuning in, we had brand new stuff out of Vermont, way down south in Vermont. That was King Tough with his new track, Landline. Anybody else have a landline still? Raise your hand. You hear that? I raised my hand. I still have a landline. I still have a rotary phone that works like a charm. It's loud as heck when it rings. But luckily for me, only two people know that number. My mother and every telemarketer scammer on earth. It is not a waste of money. Before King Tough, we heard a classic from Rockpile featuring Nick Lowe with When I Write the Book. Also in that set, another classic from 1966, Two of Clubs with their track Heart. That was good. Big fat 60s sound. I think the theme today is like country twang and fat brass. I like it. And we had Shannon and the Clams opening that up with their track Bean Fields. Nothing like hanging out in a bean field. What an adorable song. And what an adorable you. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. It's nigh on 9:30. Like I said, we're coming at you live. And this time of morning is when you go do something else for 10 minutes because I talk about nerd stuff. Simone the Moan and Vinny the Thrill are not here. They're on assignment. So I am unrestrained. I'm untethered. And gosh darn it, it is a big week in nerd news. First and foremost, celebrity birthdays. They are our social betters. Therefore, they deserve to be worshipped by us plebes. We have turning 54 today, star of Star Trek and The Big Bang Theory. I think he was on The Big Bang Theory. Quill Wheaton. Like I said, 54 years old today. That leads us to our first headline as well. We've got a lot of cool headlines, so I think we'll just bounce back and forth. Did you know that there is a Big Bang Theory spinoff on HBO Max right now? It is called Stewart Fails to Save the Universe. It's a high-concept sci-fi comedy starring Kevin Sussman, who is Stuart Bloom. He was the greasy comic book store guy. And in the show, let's see what the premise is. After accidentally damaging a device that Sheldon, Leonard, and Howard have created, Stuart is tasked with averting a multiverse Armageddon whilst encountering versions of himself and his friends in different universes. Nobody asked for it. They made it. Apparently, it's really good because it is currently sitting in the ratings on HBO, second place, however you count that. Second place behind House of the Dragon. Sounds just so weird that I'm going to have to check it out. Also co-stars Lauren Lapkus and Brian Posehn. So I'm pretty excited to get into that. Excuse me, I got the coffee burps this morning. Back to celebrity birthdays. Poor man's Johnny Depp, Stephen Dorff, turns 53 today. I really like Stephen Dorff, but that also leads me to another story about this week about Johnny Depp, that he's back. He's back playing weird characters. He surprised audiences at San Diego Comic-Con this week, coming out as Ebenezer Scrooge. That's right. Before he was known as Scrooge, he was known as Ebenezer. That is the tagline for his new film coming out this Christmas. Another retelling of A Christmas Carol. And that tagline, that is the actual tagline to the movie. It's been getting a lot of flack because it just sounds so dumb. And I have beef with it. Before he was known as Scrooge, he was known as Ebenezer. No, if his last name was Scrooge, then he was born as a baby as Scrooge, and then his parents probably named him Ebenezer after he was born. Ah! Yeah, I don't know. It's a movie about ghosts. Anyways, Johnny Depp was out parading around at San Diego Comic-Con this past weekend. San Diego Comic-Con happened. It's the mecca of geek news. Lots of fun stuff going on there that I will tell you about right now. We had a lot of Marvel Comics and Marvel movie stuff. Avengers Doomsday comes out this winter, comes out in December, and it is Marvel and Disney, their fresh attempt at kind of righting the ship. 2019, we had Avengers Endgame, came out in theaters, made like $3 billion or something stupid, so Marvel was riding high. Then the pandemic happened, Disney Plus streaming service came onto, you know, the scene, and Disney just flooded the market with Marvel stuff. Tons of TV shows, tons of movies of varying quality, from okay to good to just downright terrible. And audiences understandably got kind of like fatigued. You know, comic book movies have been around for a long time now. And dare I say it, a lot of people are kind of sick of it. So Marvel right now is not in panic mode, I don't think, but they're trying to like go back to what made the franchise what it was in the 2010s, which is limited releases and then also backing a dump truck full of money up to Robert Downey Jr.'s house, because he is coming back in Avengers, not as Iron Man and Tony Stark, but as the villain Doctor Doom. So again, the movie comes out in December. We'll see how that goes. I think salary plus back end, he's getting like $100 million, so why not come back? Watching the panel for that was hosted by Kevin Smith, not the guy running for city council in Kingston, but Silent Bob, was pretty fun because they're bringing back a lot of veteran Marvel actors. So I just love that I'm watching Comic-Con and it's Hall H and there's nerds everywhere going crazy. And you've got like, you know, Paul Rudd, Robert Downey Jr., Rebecca Romijn, all these like staples of comic book and action movies. And then Kelsey Grammer, baby! Friggin' Fraser Crane coming back to the Marvel Universe to play Beast. But I just love that, like, he's there giving people high fives. I don't know. Fraser's awesome. So, anyways, what else do we have going on? There's another big superhero movie coming out this weekend. Just in case you didn't know, Tom Holland and Zendaya are going to be in Spider-Man. Spider-Man Brand New Day. That comes out tomorrow. And latest estimates are targeting an $800 million opening weekend. Spider-Man's a big moneymaker for a franchise. That's a tall order. We'll see what happens. They're thinking $300 million from domestic and the rest from overseas sales. If that comes to fruition, that would be the biggest worldwide debut in history, behind only, like I said, Avengers Endgame, which its opening weekend, made $1.2 billion back in 2019. So all hopes for Marvel lie on Spider-Man and Avengers Doomsday coming out this year. They had some more cool announcements at Comic-Con, like Ryan Gosling is joining the MCU as Ghost Rider, and they're bringing in director Sean Levy to do that. So Ryan Gosling was on hand for that, which was kind of fun. Pretty excited. Anyways, back to the headlines. Disney is in talks with Macaulay Culkin for some more Home Alone movies. Pretty excited for that. Macaulay Culkin is having a pretty big moment right now. He's in the new Fallout series. I see him all the time on Red Letter Media. He's great. He just got his Hollywood Walk of Fame like last year. So to see him coming back as Kevin McAllister would be excellent. We also had a teaser trailer and poster get released for The Thomas Crown Affair, starring Michael B. Jordan as the titular, you know, heist man, art thief, Thomas Crown. So new teaser that comes out March 5th, 2027. The Odyssey, Christopher Nolan's Greek legend epic, has come out. I haven't seen it yet. I'm still waiting to get some crew together and check it out on the biggest screen possible. But there, it's doing pretty insane numbers right now. Let me just see here. Likely to make $16 million today. Anyways, it's looking like it's going to overtake his last big hit, Oppenheimer, in the box office. And I think that's going to happen. Plus, I think this weekend or next, Oppenheimer opens wide in mainland China. And those who know about movies know that China, the government, is very strict about what non-Chinese movies, what Hollywood movies get released in their country. They have a certain amount that they let in every year. And when The Odyssey opens up, that's just going to be a huge moneymaker for them. So that's pretty sweet. Go, Christopher Nolan. We have a final trailer that got released for Ted Lasso Season 4. Ted Lasso premieres August 5th. So get ready for that. The feel-good show of the decade is coming back. Pretty excited. Pretty excited. Let me see. What else do we have? Oh, yeah. Comic-Con released a teaser. They presented the teaser trailer for Air Bud Returns. That's right. The golden retriever who plays basketball. They're coming back to theaters January 22nd, 2027. So, you know the plot. You know what it's about. The franchise that will never die, and we don't want it to. Anyways, other big news at San Diego Comic-Con. I'm a huge fan of Adult Swim. It's the network of alternate comedy and awesome animation. Their pavilion at Comic-Con is always like the coolest one to look at because they just go bananas. Check out some of the videos online of the Adult Swim like pavilion at Comic-Con. It's sweet. Some of the big announcements from them. Fresh look at season 2 of the animated hit Common Side Effects. If you're unaware of the show, I highly recommend it. It is a show by Mike Judge. Like I said, it's animated, and it's sort of like a comedy drama about a scientist and his old high school friend who is a rep at a pharmaceutical company, and he discovers a mushroom in the jungles of Peru that can seemingly cure anything. And it's about the two of them on the run because the pharmaceutical company and corrupt government officials are trying to kill them. They're trying to end them. So the story continues with Common Side Effects Season 2 coming out early 2027. There's a teaser trailer online, and that looks pretty sweet. Also, we had the Season 2 trailer for President Curtis. Now, President Curtis is the new spinoff of Rick and Morty, where it sees the President of the United States, voiced by amazing actor Keith David, going on crazy sci-fi adventures that Rick and Morty are too busy or too cool for. Episode 1 just premiered this week. It's hilarious. It co-stars Jim Rash and, I'm drawing a blank on Detective Rosa from, hold on a second, I have to Google this, from Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Hold on, I'm going to find it. She also did the voice for Encanto, and she was in Has-Been Hotel. There's probably someone screaming at the radio right now who knows that I'm talking about Stephanie Beatriz, voice actor extraordinaire, great talent. Check out
President Curtis. It's coming out. And then we also had some Comic-Con Spaceballs news. Spaceballs 2 is coming out next year. It's called Spaceballs, the new one. And they're bringing back as many of the original cast as possible. So we got the treat of seeing the great Rick Moranis come to the stage at San Diego Comic-Con wearing the dark helmet. It was his first Comic-Con ever. He's out of retirement after like 30 or 40 years. Watch the videos on YouTube because the crowd goes absolutely bananas. Rightfully so. King of geek, Rick Moranis. So I'm just really excited that he's back. He's adorable. And he's just going to make life better for everybody. I'm really excited. We're going to get back to the tunes. It's a little bit, it's about 20 minutes to 10. So we'll play ourselves out with one more rockin' power set. Here's Sarah Shook and the Disarmers with Good as Gold right here on CFRC. Oh, and did I mention that Speed is playing at the Screening Room on Saturday? Pop quiz, hot shot.
From the Lemon Twigs. And this is Michael from the Lemon Twigs.
Hi, I'm Michael from the Lemon Twigs, and this is CFRC Radio.
Same, it's only a game, make you want to. 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
I know what you're thinking. You know what I'm wearing. My feather vest, a brand new dress, and glasses with pink see-through lenses. And I'm going out. You think I should sit down? Save my money, save my time, drink herbal tea, and ditch the wine. I'm moving on. That rain down around me, and I'm spending time like it's made out of dimes, dying for a dance floor for a song that sounds like angel chimes. I'm living in a
Hey, it's Emily Steele, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Everybody to CFRC, the place to be. Indie Morning Wake Up with me, Jeff the Nerd. Hope you all had a good time this morning. It's about 10 minutes to 10, so we're going to say so long. That was Orville Peck. Brand new stuff out of him. That was called Too Little, Too Late. Two things I think of when I think of Orville Peck. One is that he is going to be part of the amazing ensemble cast in Street Fighter coming out October 16th this year. And two, I really need to start hitting the gym again. Before Orville Peck, we had new stuff from Vancouver, British Columbia, twin sisters known as Fionn, their track The Game. Also in that set, we had a classic from The English Beat with Aki 123. And we opened it up with an oldie but a goodie from Sarah Shook and the Disarmers with Good as Gold. Really hope you all had a good time today. Usually this little so long segment, we like to say, talk about what we learned today. I learned that Rick Moranis is back in a big way. Check out the San Diego Comic-Con panel that he did for Spaceballs 2. Spaceballs, the new one. Spoiler alert, he's still adorable. We also learned that this weekend in Kingston, Ontario is the Princess Street Promenade. I will most likely be there Saturday morning taking pictures of people's dogs. If you think your dog is the cutest on Princess Street on Saturday morning, bring it on down to the CFRC booth. I'll take its picture, put it up on social media. We'll get the listeners to vote on it. And hopefully next Wednesday, we'll be able to crown the cutest pup of Princess Street. We did it at Skeleton Park. And I think the Jack Russell that spent the entire day on its owner's shoulders, the name of the dog was Jacksonville, Florida. That one
That was probably one of my favorite dogs. What else did we learn today? Spider-Man comes out this weekend. Brand new day. Spider-Man and the Punisher fight the Hulk. Come on. It's nerd gold. It's probably going to make $800 million this weekend. And Speed is playing at the Screening Room this starting this weekend. Keanu Reeves classic. It was a bomb on the bus. If you haven't seen it, my goodness, treat yourself. But like I said, my name's The Nerd. I'm going to sign off. Hope you guys have a nice long weekend. Get to our sponsors, Old Farm Fine Foods. Get some cheese. Get some snacks. Otherwise, hope you guys have a good weekend. Stay safe. Stay hydrated. Get some sun. We'll catch you guys next week. We're going to play ourselves out with Jefferson Starship and Jane. And if we get to it, Jasper Sloan, yep, with Ever Stranger. Right here on CFRC.
I've got a special message for you, the partners out there. I want you to finish your oatmeal at breakfast and do as your mom and pa tell you, because they know best. Don't ever tell a lie, and say your prayers at night before you go to bed. And so, as our friends south of the border could say, adios, amigos. We'll be right back.
Blunt Force Llama.
And you're listening to
CFRC
101.9 FM.
Woo. Sign up now to take over CFRC's airwaves for free. CFRC 101.9 FM invites all Queen's University student groups, clubs, and Kingston community organizations to take over our airwaves. Join us on air for an hour to talk about your student group or community organization and also present your own playlist of fun music chosen by your team. This is a great opportunity to talk about what your group does, how others can get involved or provide support, any big events your group has coming up, and how to keep up with the latest news about your group. You can apply by visiting cfrc.ca/contact and selecting Apply for a club community takeover. This free opportunity is made possible through the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Radio Meters program.
Did you know that when a car hits a turtle, their shell can crack?
Turtles need to get from one side of the road to the other to find food, mate, lay eggs without getting hit by a car.
It is a problem because the turtle can get seriously injured.
Slow down if you see a turtle on the road, and if it is safe, move the turtle across the road carefully.
This message was brought to you